This is Jan Macla, and thank you for being a part of my podcast. I wanted to share with you today something a little different, but it's something that managers need to be aware of. And you're maybe familiar with called KPIs, which are critical responses to what your organization looks like from a financial perspective. And these are called lagging indicators because they tell you what has happened in the past, and you see it in your financial reports, your profit and loss statements, and cash flows, and all those type of things. But organizations also have what are called leading indicators, and they measure your processes that you're in, and they give you they're predictive in nature, and they will tell you what your organization will look like sometime in the future. And what you want to have is marrying those two up. The leading indicators tell you where you're headed, and the lagging indicators fundamentally tell you where you've been. And it's a way for you to measure the consequences of your actions. It allows for you to strategically apply modifications or to monitor, adjust, or improve any leadership directions you need to do, and gives you laser precision in how to do it. I work with performance gap indicators for my clients, and one of the things that I offer my clients is a non-financial gap analysis. And there are five areas that are looked at in the non-financial gap analysis. The first one is the culture that your organization has, and that's the written and unwritten set of values and beliefs that your organization has, and how your employees interact with one another, customers, and vendors. The other one is operations, and that's the processes, the systems, procedures that you consistently conduct your business, and to the highest level of efficiency and effectiveness. The third is leadership, and this is the direction, the clarity, and the accountability which inspires and empowers others to reach the vision that you may have in your organization. The next one is training, the processes of providing the tools and the time and the guidance to help master the responsibilities based on your company's stated performance standards. So are your employees, do they have the tools and resources to do the job to the best of their ability? And the last one is service, and the ability to consistently exceed customers' expectations, generate increased repeated referral business, and providing exceptional customer service. Those are the things that are measured, and this is one of the things that I offer to my clients, and I offer to you as well. If you have a KPI or gap analysis done for you, they're very simple to do. It's totally anonymous to all employees. Nobody's personal information is given away or what the responses were. It takes about 10 minutes to complete, so it's easy. There's no long involved process to it. And for those organizations, when I do it for you, I give you a certain number of free links to performance gap based on the total number that you have of employees that you're going to have taking it. If you have an interest in talking about your organization and if the performance gap assessment would be something for you to consider, you can jump on a call with me for no more than 12 and a half minutes, and we will have an opportunity to explain it to you in detail and hopefully find an opportunity for it to fit into your organization. So if you have an interest, you can just reach out to me at jlmakela, that's jlmakela, at gmail.com, or you can call me at 443-364-8341, and we can have a chance to talk, and we can set up a time for us to talk. So have a good afternoon, or a good day, I should say, and I'll talk to you the next time.